Today's shiur is being sponsored Rav Shlomo Atlas, Zecher Nishmas Zelda, Bas Avraham Yitzhak, and also Zecher Nishmas Yisrael Yitzhak Ben Yisrael Yaakov. Tell me what's written here. Yisrael Yaakov Ben Dov. Okay, Avraham Shalom. Okay. Alright. Since today's Erev Chanukah, we're talking Yonei of Chanukah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chafal from Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanicha, Pesach Beis and Bechutz. The Mitzvah is to light the Chanukah should be on Pesach Beis from outside. So Rashi speaks out in Bechutz, Mishum Pasumanissa, because Aus Pasumanissa. The Rambam speaks out, and if it's Chanukah, Gimel Halach Gimel, this is Lashon. Umadlikim Bahem Aneiros Be'erev Al Piska Abatim. You light the Neiros in the evening on the Piska of the houses. L'chol Laila V'Laila Mishmoinis Hayomim L'Haros O'Galos Anes. Every evening you light by the opening of the door every night for all 8 nights to show to M'Galos Anes. The Tur speaks out in Tofei Shain Aleph. This is Lashon. The Yankira Nes Neiros, since the Nes happened with the Neiros, Tiknu Lahatuk Neiros, Bechol Laila. Kedei Lahaska Nes, to remember the Nes. So see from here, to the Indian to Mephasim, the Nes of Chanukah Barabim. Chasa Barabim. Emerson, you look in the Ragat Shava on the Rambam, and Hichas Chanukah, and Perigimel HaGimel, he's Mechadish, and he says, there's two mitzvahs by Ner Chanukah. One mitzvah is to madlik the neiros, the zeichet the nes that happened with the oil, and this mitzvah you don't have to mefasim barabim. Like all mitzvahs, you have zeichet tzias mitzrayim. You should only mefasim nes between you and bnei beisai. There's no need to go outside, and you have to mefasim barabim. Like you find this lot of things zeichet tzias mitzrayim, the nisim and banishim. We don't do anything barabim. However, Chanukah, there's a special second mitzvah of the Nitzuach of the Mechama that we were saved from the Goyim. And this Takana was in Fasim Barabim. Now it's two parts of the mitzvah. So it comes out according to the Ragat Shava that the Indian of Fasim Barabim, that's a chiv, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's part of the mitzvah. The Chayyar Kinesa Kasha, what the hell is this to Fasim Ner Barabim? Does every Yid light Chanukah lift at home? Every house they light Chanukah lift. So what do you have to emphasize? That's Chanukah. Everyone knows it's Chanukah. Every house has it. You walk, go down a block, there's always a Chanukah. So what's the need to emphasize? Ibrahim, everyone knows it's Chanukah. You emphasize when people don't know about it. But if everyone knows about it, everyone's lighting. Every Yid has to light Chanukah, and they do light Chanukah. So what's the need to emphasize? That's a Chanukah. And you can't say, like some, there's a whole Shiloh and Paiskim, if there's a Indian to emphasize, then that's by Goyim. You know, there are many Paiskim to hold, which was soon mentioned, that there's an Indian to fasten as to be Kiddush Hashem. Because we once mentioned in the past, we mentioned, B'chlal, there's a Shailon Paiskim, if there's an Indian to fasten as by Goyim. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva very strongly, in Arachayim Chelik Dalet, Simen Kufay Zayin, he says, there's no Indian to fasten as by Goyim. So in Mela, if a Yid is alone, let's say he's stuck in a city, there's no Yid in. He's alone between the Goyim, there's still a Chiyav to Madik Ner Chanukah, as for Sumanissa. Because Sumanissa is not Ikim Etz of Chiyav at Lakas Neres. Now, if even a woman finds from Neres, there's a Chiyav to light candles. There's a Shaykh Le Paitrai, when there's no people there, even though there's no one around, you're the only one there, there's still an Indian of lighting candles. And Fasim Barabim, that's a mitzvah b'alma, and that's a mitzvah b'alma. It's not makif. So the man he writes that let's say someone is out of town and he didn't light candles. He comes home and he comes after chatzis laila, and everyone in the family is sleeping, and he lights Chanukah like that. So he's going to light Chanukah. He has to wake up members of the family. So he says you're not mechuyav to wake up anybody. B'shas adlaka, and you can even make a bracha. Even he can make a bracha, and he says And you don't have to wake up anybody. Not like the Mishnah. But Shmuel says you have to wake up family members. But he argues and he says you don't have to wake up anybody. So, because why? Because the mitzvah, presumably, is only mitzvah b'alma. The hik is that you have to chana collect. And the same thing speaks out in Shas, the Shuvah, the Hiris Nathan, and Chelik Dalet, Simsa, Machimel, Eis Gimel. He says the ikka of a person and ass is only to fasten between Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Goyim. Because the Chia person is the Hiris, the Hashem is Bach, on the flights of. On all the neflois that Baruch Shaditas, like the Rambam speaks out in the Chas Chanukah, Perigdal Halachabez, it's the Lashon Rambam, Mitzvah Nechanukah, Mitzvah Chaviri Mihai. The Mitzvah Nechanukah is Chavir very much. Mitzvah Adam Lizar Ba, and person has to be very careful. They will adhere Nes, to the Medea the Nes that the Baruch Shaditas Kaisal, Lahaisa Beshvach Akel, and to Maisav. In Mishabech, in praising Hashem Yisbarach, Al Nisim Shasalano, on the Nisim Ditas. So all this, like the Hasan Hasan, it's only going to Oshad Gab Yisrael. They're the ones on Mishabech, Rabbani Shalom, that Nisim, that the Banisham Ditas, Goyim don't give it. Goyim don't make any Shabbat to Banisham for the Nes. So in Mela, it was this, the Ikka, Pasum Nisim, only for Yid and not for Goyim. I, the Gemara in Shabbos, the one Shabbos, Chafal from Beis Gemara says, wants to know how late do you have to light Chanukah licht? How long does what's the tichel leg on shuk? So the Gemara says at the chaya regular tamudoi. So Rashi speaks out who is the tamudoi? Tamudoi pashas were goyim and they were malak the etzim. They used to gather wood together and they used to have the stores open until they close the stores. So vice versa that. Why you have to wait till because still the Bnei Torah are walking in the street. So you see, L'chayit is the Indian of Mephatsan Nesbah Goyim. So he says, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is the stores were kept open because the Yidin used to come to the stores to buy the wood to help burn them. They needed wood to burn. They needed to do, they needed oil. They sold oil and so on. So to buy from them. So not, it's not because it's piercing between the Goyim. The Yidin will be able to buy Eitzim from Talmudim. And the same thing speaks out of Yankov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes Yaakov on the Sefer Shabbos there. And the same thing speaks out of Chaim Kanetsky on the Chumash, on Time Yikra, and page Mem Tes. He quotes, he's Vedayik from a Shatzian, and Tafer Shayim Beis, Sivkot Yedzayim. The advice is from the Shatzian held, there's no idea of Asuma Nisa. By Goyim, it's only by Yidin. So then, how the Kushner doctor, if the ik is for Yidin, why do you have to be fasting Nes between Yidin? Everyone is lighting, everyone knows it's Chanukah, so what's the Indian piercing on Nes? But let me say further, even, can I ask you further, even according to Shidus, this Pasum Nes by Goyim, who knows like that? Nesefesh Yitzchak on Chanukah, then the Pagdal brings down. That's what Yashiv held. He says, Pashas the Gemara, when he talks about Beit Tumadoi, means that they're up. They're seeing the Halakas Ner. So you have to wait until the Goyim go home. The Goyim go home at a certain time. Then when the Goyim finish, that's when that's your Shach Pasum. So she sees Shach Pasum Nisa, even by Goyim. And the same thing speaks out in the Sefer Hari. Hari Ked, the Simon Kupa in Tess and Chanukah. He says this Basum Sibagoyim. And the same thing speaks out of Chaim Kanetsky in Sefer Time of Krav and Pesh Mem Tes. He says but this Basum Sibagoyim also. And Emerson the Sefer, Harry Kedem, is Medayik that from the Tefillah. We say Al Nisim. We say in Tefillah Al Nisim, Alachor, Sifa Shem God of Kadosh by Lamecha. First it says, You did Hashem God Kadosh by Lamech on the whole world, which includes Goyim, and Kavanah is to say Goyim also in your Pesum Nisa, because right after we say Ulam Chisol Sisa Chua, so right at the beginning we're talking about Goyim. So you see, Gufa from the Tefillah Nisim is in your Fasim by Goyim. That's what the Sefer Hagei brings down from Yosher Ben Soloveitchik. And Emes I saw even further in the Sefer Hisayis Atshuva. That's Enoch from Shimon Sefer, Enoch of Sam Sefer. And it says, Sefer Saris Tshuva, Chele Gimel, Simen, Tav Nun, Zayin. And Tav Nun, Zayin, Aysalav, he says even further. He says, Adrabah, Dafka, the Aneshim is passing by Goyim. The Goyim says, what's this? What are the camps are burning for? And they'll find out why they'll ask you and explain them. The nest that happened in the time of the Chashmonaim. And he says it's a mikra molehu, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Vizgadalti, vizgadashti, v'nerdati, lein ha'goyim rabim. I should be, my name should be miskadol and be miskadish for the goyim. So this is part of it. Another pasukim he says there are. So Meira, because why? Because the Rosh Hashanah is medaktik on chilo shemai ben ha'goyim and on kiddush shei b'nem. The boy she wants should not be chilo Hashem between the goyim. She only kiddush Hashem between the goyim. And Zeichel Dava, he says, you find the Gemara we just mentioned, the Kal Yeragel Tamudoi, even though it's not a right Gemara, because it says Yehudim are buying from Tamudoi, but still you see the thinkings of thinking about Goyim. So, that's what the Sefer from Shimon Sefer says. He says, Faket, it should be Dafka for Hasim Goyim. But even according to the Sefer Tshuva, still it's Poshit, even though there's an interfastness by Goyim, but still, even according to him, the Ikka Pirsim is from Shmu Yisrael. So again, the Kash comes back again. Why is the interim Fasim and Nes, each one is Madak in their own house? What do you need more Pirsim? Everyone lights up, so what do you need more Pirsim? There's several truths on this. In the Sefer Chanukah Tabayas, this is from a Kadman. We don't have the Sefer, it's quoted from it, but the Magar, I don't think they've reprinted it. The Mogar Avram quotes the Sefer Chanukah Sabayis in the beginning of Tofei Shayim, but not this. But he brings that, but Sefer Chanukah Sabayis says like this. The reason why you have to lad v'chutz is that people, it's going on the Yidden, that the Oyvim Shom Yidden, they should give her daughter to Bain Shalom. If they live in the house, but since they walk out, they might forget of the nets. So maybe you need a constant reminder. Chazal u'metzava, you should have a lad v'chutz, because everyone should remember. But even Chutzabai should remember the Nets, and they should give her daughter to Baruch Shalom, and Nets he did. So maybe it's for us also, even though everyone likes at home, but when you walk outside, you walk down the block, or you walk a few blocks away, you see another house, this Chanukah left, remind you that still is Chanukah. Sometimes you walk out of the house, you forget. You forget everything that happened at home, and then you go out, you forget about everything. So you need a constant reminder. That's what the Sefer Chanukah Sabai says.
It's supposed to be for your mind. Your mind you should do it.
Yeah, mind.
The mitzvah to do is
constant. Should be constant memory, right?
Not speak it out.
Not speak out, right? Yeah, that's what the Chutz Sabai says. Another text that the Emes in the whole pasuk in Issa.
Lahayus lahalal is different shatim that doesn't say that anything are keeping in your mind.
Huh?
Yes,
you remember the Pesach Ness.
Think of it, it's Hallel or
that's when you daven. But you should keep Chanukah constant in mind.
Where does it say
the key
of 24 hours for 7 days or 8 days
you're
supposed to have in mind
to be thankful? This one, it's a Kadman. It's a Kadman, okay. Yeah, alright. That's one third. A second third, I saw, that Mr. Holy Nephi is for the Malik himself, not for other people. The he's mafatsim the nest, that's a banisham, and he's mighty to this nest. But he shouldn't, the person should not think, look how strong, the matisio, they're still, look how powerful they were. A person might think, that we want the machama, and we want the gibarim, and we might say, machama. So, maybe we have to be maimin that the nest comes to the banishalom. So Mela, we do Dafka, the Zecher, the Nest, only on Lachas Neris, not on the war, on winning the war, but on the Lachas Nest that happened to Lachas Neris. That's to remember the Nest that happened to Pach HaShemen. And with that, we thank the Baruch Shem also on the Nitzachon that we also won the war. But we don't put the primary thing on the war because people might think Chaychas Yadi. The Nest that had Pach HaShemen. And then Mela, we give a thanks to Baruch Shem on the Mechom also. So we should not, think Kaychot Simiyadi. So maybe we daft the light outside to show the Nisim of the Bani Shalom. That's the second teretz I saw. The third teretz I saw is What's it compared to? It's a little stick of the drush, but it's a beautiful teretz. What's a diamond to? Let's say someone gets a matana, a peasant from a king. He sold a big king and so on, and he can't hold himself in. And he shows them, look what the king gave to me. Look what the matana and the melech gave to me. Even other people also got a matana from the melech, but he still shows them the matana that he got from the king, to show how chavav the matana he received from the binyan shalom. It's the same thing here also. Other people light, everyone lights to themselves. Even though other people light to themselves, but still each one is a fast, and that's the binyan did for him. So there he's mafasim barabim. He's megala. How does matana, how much chashiv in his eyes that he can't hold in, he has to show everyone else. So that's why you light outside also. And with this, he's mavar, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Chanukah, in Paragimel, Halacha Gimel, Umadlikin, Behem Aneris, Behem, Al Pizcha Abatim. A person lights the Chanukah lich at the opening of the doors. Bechol Laila Velaila, Mishmoin Alez, all 8 nights. Laharis or Galis Anes. So yes, so they all this kasha. What's shot in the Rambam? Laharis or Galis Anes. What does it mean that? So he says a free coin to this. It's a Divi Seifim. The Divi Seifim says you see coin to this. You have to push that to Harris and that's for Rabbim. Only when you rob when you show it for Rabbim, through that you Megala the Gagal Anes. So the nest is so big that so chavav to him, he can't even hold himself in, and he has to fast him around him. So that's why dafka la bechus to show he can't hold in. Show this is what the banshim did to us in time of the chashmonaim. The only kasha on this whole Indian is a different kasha. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Beis Am Aleph, that the dalak kaisis, all dalak kaisis. What you drink on the night of Pesach is because of a psumanissa. The Gemara says a kufya beis am aleph is to fasten the nest. So even ani, a few minutes tamchay the Mishnah says you chayiv to give him dalak kaisis because he also has a mitzvah psumanissa. But however, by Chanukah, by Pesach, you know, psumanissa, you don't have to go outside. You don't have to have dafka to go outside and show. What's the difference between Chanukah and Pesach? Why Chanukah? By Pesach, everyone's chuyv to have to drink dalak kaisis. We don't find you have to drink in front of other people or drink in the streets and so on. You don't find such a thing. And there's a tshuva in Shavuos Yankiv in Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Tes. He says by dalak kaisis. He says clearly the dalak kaisis that pierce him is only for Bnei Beisai. Up in their Chanukah, the Inyan Pesumnis is Matik Bachutz. And it should be pissed be tzibur b'shusur avim. L'chay, what's an afkamina? The dalak kaisis sechlat zechanukah. What's an afkamina? Why by Pesach we say there's no such thing going outside, and by Chanukah you go out, pesumin is outside. They're both pesuminitza. Why here's at home and not? So I saw several truths among this. There's a tshuva in Avdi Nezer and Arachayim. In Siman Tov Kuf Alf Ois Gimel, he says the chilti Pesach and Chanuk is by Pesach. It says a foolish in a pasuk, v'gatz lemincha. It says a foolish pasuk only to your son. Doesn't say the whole world. Your son, they're here to tell your son of Bnei Beisai of the Netzer Tzitz Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk. Atkan is pasuk Menisa. However, by Chanukah, to mitzadavkim fasim lachem. So maybe that's why you're madik machutz. That's what Avner says.
What's the reason?
Huh?
Why is one
only? He doesn't say the reason. He says it's like there's a cause of kindness, try to say. Okay. The second tariff I saw in the Sefer Harikedem. The Sefer Harikedem in Siman Kufayin Tes, he says like this. The Chanukah, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It says in the pasuk, "We dash b'sof neisol." And if you look in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadia Goin, of Rabbi Yochum Fishel, and Mitzvah Asay Nun Testamach, if you want to look it up, it's page 508. He brings down from a Nila Bavli that says that in the Indian of by Chanukah, There's any Kiddush Hashem. Dash b'sach nei yisrael. It means out from before the Rishayim. The Nasa Baba, I think, was beforehand. So Meila Yimachayv to Fasim the Nes as Kiddush Hashem. So Meila Chanukah that there was a Macham with Yevonim. They want to Mashkiach Matay Secha or Avir Mechukat Tzenecha. And by that we're Machayev for Pesum Nisa, and that's the time of Kiddush Hashem. So Meila our Chiyuv to show between the Goyim that we're not the Chnoim to them. You're going to be right there for us. You want to take a straw as Mashkichim to Yisrecha. You're not going to be successful. Just like Hamash Kmoim, one successful, you won't be successful. The Baruch Shem always cancel it's Matzalenim Yodam. But however, Pesach, there's no even Kiddush Hashem. And Pesach, there's no even Kiddush Hashem. So Meila, since there's no even Kiddush Hashem, so Meila, Pesum Nisr is only from the Beisai. By Chanukah, there's any Kiddush Hashem, like Amnasan Babli says. So Meila, Kiddush Hashem, then you have to do Barabim, Kiddush Hashem. But Pesach is not even Kiddush Hashem, so even though it's a Pesum Nisr, it's only from the Beisai. That's a third tirz. That's a second tirz. Third tirz, I think you could say, according to the Ragachev I said beginning of this year. There's a Ragachev we said before, there's two mitzvahs in Ner Chanukah. One is to Madak the Ner, Zeicha the Nest of the Shemen, and that you don't have to enforce in Barabim. And second mitzvah, the Netzuach and the Mechama, that we Zeicha to win over the Yevonim. And we will Nitzvah from the Goyim. That you have to enforce in Barabim, Dr. Ragachev. So maybe you can say that's the Chilik Tim Pesach and Chanukah. Pesach is Zeicha to Nest. So maybe we drink Dalek Kaiser, Zeicha to Nest. And that's the Pesachim Nitzvah Ner Beisai. But on Chanukah, there's a Taisus Mitzvah. Like the Ragachev says, the second Mitzvah. The Mitzvah that we Nitzvah from the Goyim, from the Mechama from the Goyim. So maybe that you have to Mephas and Rabim. So that's why there's a Chilik Tim Pesach and Chanukah. Pesach is only one Mitzvah to Mephas and Nitzvah. But however, a Pesach's extra Mitzvah is to fasten the Nesiruch and Mechama. And that's a mitzvah to fasten Barabim. So that's why the Zinya Pesum Nisra Davka Barabim. No questions? Yeah.
Going to the case where a person's stuck alone in a hotel and there's no need, why is he lighting then?
Huh?
If there's no Pesum Nisra for Goyim.
It's himself. Just himself, yeah.
Himself,
yeah.
What?
He's asking us to show that we won over the Yevonim, and then that's the Pach HaShemen. That's why we mentioned before that Inyan Pesum and Nisa is not a chelik of the mitzvah, it's part of it. The mitzvah is to light candles. It's Inyan, it's a mitzvah b'yama to mefasen the nes. But think you have a chiv to light. That's why if you're between Goyim, you can light, and that's why you don't have to wake up members of your family. You wake up, come, because in prison doesn't have to. It's not negated other people. Yes.
Go back to the previous terrorism. That there's no Kiddush Hashem by Pesach, but there is a Kiddush Hashem by Chanukah.
Right.
What's the underlying reason? Like, why is there no Kiddush Hashem by Pesach, and why is there Kiddush Hashem?
Why you dashti? I said
both Nisim, both Nisim. Why is one day said a Kiddush Hashem in Nisim? Why is one not?
The Nasa Bavi says that it's Kiddush and Bechanukah. He doesn't say about any other things. He doesn't say about
The Tekamas Tachomim Bechanukah. Maybe they were mistaken in four Kiddush Hashem.
Maybe. Okay, could be. Yeah. You had a carry. One second. Yeah.
According to Mr. Brewer, you do have to wait to pull out. So if you're alone,
it's still Alpha Pekin. Alpha Pekin. If you look in Shatzin, still does it, like I mentioned Shatzin before, from Chaim Kineski. He says from Shatzin, I says there's Indian between the Goyim, there's Indian Pesum and Nisa. We all assume this, no matter if no one sees it.
We don't see some part of the Hakel. No, we don't pass like that.
No, okay. Oh, wait a minute. That's the sense of most price skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a big knock.
What?
There's a gigantic knock between Pesach and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And putting portion being down, Hanukkah is the last nace before long goes.
Yeah.
Whereas Mashiach came, Pesach was through before. So Hanukkah is minion of, I'm not sure if it extra love for us. There's a couple of meetings that took place. There's a Melchama. And also that after the Pach Shemim shows extra love.
Yeah, but the question is why
to keep us going in the Gaul.
Yeah, I understand, but the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Dalek Kais is also Pesum and Nisa. The question is why is there Pesum and Nisa only at home?
I told you a difference.
Yeah.
The difference is before going into the last mace before the Gaulus. That had to keep us going for a long time.
Okay, I hear. Next thing, this shayla I get very often. This year I had the shayla right here. The Shabbat comes very often. Someone, he's together with his family, and comes his man to light candles, and right after the candles, he has to run to a chasana, he has to run out of town, whatever it is. He's afraid to let the candles burn. He's afraid it might start a fire in the apartment, in the house. So he's a chash of a sefer. If he's allowed to light it, blow it out and go. Can you blow it out right away? Now, normally the mitzvah is you like to let it burn at least a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. And according to some shittas, Ashitich Rashuk, that's the Medinia, has to light, who knows, a number of hours. But over here, he has to run out to a chasana, to a family mitzvah, he has to catch an airplane, whatever it is. And he's chashish a sefer. So he's allowed to blow it out right away. That's the shaila that comes very often. We paskin, the Mechaber says, in Tarfei Shayin Gimel Sebeis, Hatlaka is a mitzvah. Lefikach, I'm coin Lashem Mechaber. Lefikach, I'm katsa kaidim sha'avaz mana in Zakala. If someone lights the candles, and it's burning properly, and it didn't catch on well, so Mishbu speaks out that it's not called Hatlaka even. But let's say it caught well. But for some reason, someone came by, a kid ran by and knocked it over, or wind came, which he didn't expect to win. Someone opened the window all of a sudden and blew it out and so on. Mika din, ain't zokagla. You don't have to light it again. And the Mechaber is talking about was, of course, b'shoigeg. It went out b'shoigeg. Then, you're not b'chuyav to light it again. The Ramah speaks out, even though Mika din, you don't have to relight it, but a person wants to be machmam himself, and lazul adlika ain't a bracha lad. Ramah says, if you want to relight it, you relight it, but you don't, of course, you don't make a bracha because you ate to the mitzvah ready. And the Mishmur speaks out in Sifkon Chav Zayin there in Tafrei Shayin Beis. Has Achreinim write, right, Lazer Lahadik B'chol Inyan. The Inyan is to relight it. So over here the Shail is, until now we're talking, it was B'shegek. What about if you do B'mezit? If I blow out B'mezit? So it should not be Chash Sreif in the house. So it should not be, because you can't be there the whole time. So maybe not yet to the mitzvah of Azlokas Neres. If you blow it out, it's only by shaking. But if you do it by a dime, you put out your dime. If it's b'mezid, maybe you're not yet to mitzvah at all. So in the paiskim, there are three shittas. The behetev brings down, and over there in Tafrei Shayin Beis, Sif Katan, and Aleph, he quotes a Gan HaMelech. Gan HaMelech is a kadman. Kivega brings down in many places. So he quotes a Gan HaMelech. That says, if someone's custom b'mezid, you have to light again with a bracha. You have to make a bracha. It's not still lighting. You're not yet at all if you cut the b'mezid before this man. And same thing, if we look at the Marek Sia, in the beginning of summer, Simon Tafrei Shayin Hei, he says, if you cut the b'mezid, you're not yet. And same thing I saw in Abnei Nezer and Simon Tafkuf, and Simon Archaim, and Simon Tafkuf Gimel Eis Beis. He says, you're not Yaitza. And the same thing speaks out, the Micha Shleima, Reb Shleima Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Chesed Beis, in the red print, in Simon, I always mention there's a red print and black print. In the red print, in Simon and Aleph, Chesed Beis, Simon and Aleph, Eis Beis, he says clearly that you're not Yaitza Mitzvah. And the same thing I saw in the Sefer, Shvut Yitzchak on Chanukah, in Perek Beis, Pesh Mem Aleph, he quotes Uri Hashim, also you're not Yaitza. And same thing speaks out in the Sefer Time of the Krah from Reb Chaim Kaneski on Chumash and Pashas Vayeshev. He has a few shtickles on Chanukah. He says, if you shas that locker, his das was to blow it out, the mezid, you're not yetsa. It's time to din that if you lit in a place where there's a window to blow it out, that says in Tafrei Shayin Gimel, and Sifkon Chafei, you're not yetsa. Even though the Mishabur speaks out over there, and so again, in Sifkon, if you relight, you don't make a bracha. He says Shartzian in Sifkon Lama, the reason is because Shema, you're not sure it'll go out. But however, if the wind comes, sometimes the wind doesn't blow it out. So, but here it's burn. If you blow it out, if you can put it out, Sifkon's going to go out. And the Achashurim speaks out over there in Sifkon Tazayim. He says you have to light again with a bracha. Because the first bracha was a bracha of Atala. I looked around, I saw in the Sefer Shalmei Taida on Chanukah, in Simit Tazayin, he quotes a raya from Abchir Michal Feinstein that says that the Mechaber says he brings a raya, you're not yotzim b'dieved. In Tofesh Ayin Hey Sefalov, he says a person is madlo gefnim and mahitzir lachutz no yotzim. If you light inside the house and you bring it outside, you're not yotzim. Why? Sharaya melotachu madlika. People think you're lighting it to your own. You have to see. You have to see your way out of the house. Inside that out, you're using it like a flashlight. So maybe not yotzim. So Mishmur speaks out in Sifkon Hey. So who I didn't if you light outside and bring inside? Also in Yotze, because why? Because people say you're just looking, you're using it to light to see your way around. So he says, who I then? So he brings a ride from Michael, Feinstein brings a ride from there. Do I then, the person was Chavim Bemezid, he's not Yotze. Why? Because someone sees him lighting and leave it light on for a minute or two, just lighting it, he's lighting it for himself. So maybe you're not Yotze, even with the Ebers. These are the shikas that hold that if you light it, if you put out the cups of amazed, you're not yotze b'dieved, and you have to light again with a bracha. That's one shita. The second shita is a pirigodim. Pirigodim and tofesh ayin beis sifkan yiral and eshel avam sifkan yibeis. He says that someone's a chav amazed mechur to light again. However, you don't make a bracha. And the shatzim brings this down also. Then sifkan lambeis the same pirigodim, and same thing vice dice. From Nishnaburi, held like that in Tofei Shainal, Sifkon Lalov, Sifkon Lamed, because the Mechaber says there, in Tofei Shainal, Sivav, a person left the Lamaila, Mechof Amel Yotze. The Mechaber says, in Tofei Shainal, Sivav, I leave it higher than 20 Ames, you're not Yotze. So Ramah says, even if after I lit it, I put it low in Mechof Amel, you're not Yotze. Why? Dad Waka. That locker is a mitzvah. That locker makes a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out there in Sifkon Lamed. But let's say if you madlik lamata mechof amid, let's say you lit it less than 20 amids, which is okay. And I took and I put it in another place, which is also less, I moved to another place, which is less than chof amid, you yotze. Cause why? Because you took it from one place and you lit it in the second place. Or two places you are kosher. So mela, it's okay. So it's mashma. If let's say b'mezid, I brought a mal mechof amid, it's like I put it out. So mela, and then you have to light again. So vice versa for Mishnah Berurah that you do without a bracha. So you see, the second sheet is like the Mishnah Berurah, that if by mistake a person lit and blew it out, you have to light it again, but you light without a bracha. Perfect. That's the second sheet.
Even on purpose,
b'mezid.
It brought down,
Mishmur brings it down, and that's a shita.
Al Daf Cain, he made the bracha?
Huh?
Al Daf Cain?
Yeah, he made right, yes, he was planning to move it, yes. Yeah. Third shita is a Chayodam. Chayodam and Kal Kufnun Dalad, Ais Chavbeis, that if he himself blew it out, the makes it. He blew it out, you don't have to. He really does have to light again, because as soon as he lit it, that locker is a mitzvah. Even if he did be mezid, he says, if you put it out, you don't have to light again. If a person wants to be machma and light again, at least when he puts it on again, he should light without a bracha. Now, listen, if you look in the Mogavram and Tofei Shayim Bey, Sifkon Gimel, he says a chiddush like this. He says, now that we live in Chutzlarts, we always mazik b'finim b'bayis and chutzlarts. Really, you don't have to let it burn for a half hour. The inyan of burning a half hour is only for the shuk. But let's say hadlaka is a mitzvah. So maybe if I light it right away and I don't have a shear to burn for a mitzvah, doesn't have to burn for a half hour. You yotze to the mitzvah because it's an ikka pasum nisus for my beitzah. So as soon as I lit it, that was pasum nisah. Even though the Magen Avraham brings down a day like that, Magen Avraham argues. And says still, even the house has to burn until half hour after says the chavam. But you see a makar for shita chayodam that as long as you live inside, that's all has to be done. So it comes out there are three shitas here. If machlokes a paiskim, if someone's mechaber mezid the yotze mitzvah. According to the right paiskim, it's asa to blow it out. And if you put it blowed out, he's not yotze mitzvah at all. And according to some paiskim, that if you pull out, you're allowed to, and according to you're not yotze mitzvah, if you light again, you have to light a bracha. And according to some Paiskim, if you put out the mezid, when you have to relight again, but you light without a bracha. And according to Chayadim, even you don't have to light all. It's only mitzvah namucha. There's only a chumrah. But every kid, you don't have to. So it comes out, according to the Paiskim, you should not put it out. It should not be a bracha atola. And if he blew it out, he's not yet to the mitzvah. So that's the shita. Those are three shitas. However, I saw a Moshe in the Dibbis Moshe. In Dibbis Moshe on Shabbos, Perek Beis Horachof, he puts an axe for everybody. He says, if someone was Mechava B'mezid, the Kuriyama, Yotza. You don't have to make, if you light again, you have to make a bracha. He says, all those shitas that say that you have to relight again, it's not a chiyuv, it's only a chiyuv b'alma. But it's not shech to say you're about the mitzvah. How far is the mitzvah? I was the kind of mitzvah ready. Make it, then we say, kosa in zakagwa, is even mezid. Even mezid. He says, in the sefer Ganam, the behetiv kosa Ganam Melach, that you should make again a bracha. He says, you have to say the Ganam Melach was only talking, when the wind blew it out, you have to make a bracha again. However, the mezid, vada you don't make a bracha. So comes out according to him, vada yotze mitzvah, and the person's madig again, you certainly shouldn't make a bracha. According to him, so according to Moshe, b'shach t'tchak, if you're allowed to blow it out, if you have to go away, because yotze mitzvah already, according to Moshe, against all the, Avinez, all the achronim mentioned beforehand. However, I found, and we pay a shiur to Siyat Shmai always. So I found a Chashuch Chemet in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. He says, even though the Maitza, he quotes the Chayodim, that the Ashi doesn't hold, you're kind of mitzvah, but it's also to do it. That's Bizei Mitzvah. What's the Bizei Mitzvah? Because by putting out the Neiris, you're Mavazah the Mitzvah of Chanukah. And that's also the Kuli Alma. In fact, he quotes the Chayodim. He quotes the Chayodim, which is, people want to use a chayod lahokel. But he quotes a chayodim. There's a famous chayodim in Klal Samachesiv Beis. He has kama klolim and mitzvahs. So in Klal Samachesiv Beis, he says if someone's a mavaz mitzvah, it's awesome natayah. Even though Mitzvah Chanukah is only the Habadah. But that's called busy mitzvah minatayah. And same thing, the Shagasai speaks out to men. When someone's a mavaz mitzvah, it's awesome minatayah. So it comes out according to this. You can't be makeup to put it out. So the Eitzah, the only Eitzah to a person has is he should do, I tell everybody, until now I've been telling everybody, if you have to go away, put it in a way that even if the nails fall down, put the aluminum foil around it, put it by, and it shouldn't be on top of a carpet, it should be on the wooden floor, so in case it falls down, it will start a flame. You have to let it burn. If you have to run out of the house, if you can't get a shema, if you have a shema to watching, okay. If you can't get a shema, then you should light it in such a way that fire, in case something happens, or do it in such a way that will fire, won't even fall on, there'll be fire. But if you're afraid of the fire, then do it in such a way that in case the nails will fall down, it won't start a fire. Like that's your kind of mitzvah.
Why is that bezer? It's a tzikana. Why is it a bezer?
It's a bezer for the mitzvah Chanukah. Forget it.
You're not doing it to remember the mitzvah.
Alpha pekin.
Is there a time shear for bezer?
Doesn't say. That's what he writes. But let me just finish. One more thing, then I'll take questions. However, it would seem to me that someone's in a hospital. He's in a hospital. Now, we know all hospitals don't let you light. If you have oxygen, so it's a sakon, they won't let you light. But let's say the policy, no, you can't light Chanukah. You can't Shabbos lift, you can't Chanukah, they don't let. So, what a person wants to, he's chashing kind of mitzvah. He's in the hospital, he's stuck in the hospital. So if he wants to, would see Neil Yizaiti, that if he's a chayla, he can light without a bracha for a second. Because we could somehow have the shitas, even custom mezid zakagwa, he's yet to the mitzvah. So, and I looked around, I found the Chashuch Echemed, and Chanukah, and Simukuf Samachal says it. According to Dibbis Moshe, it comes out even more, yet to call shitas if you do it. Because he holds that if custom mezid, the yotze the mitzvah. According to everybody, just you light again, you want to be machal, light again without bracha. And according to chayyot, yotze the mitzvah. So a person wants, someone's a chayyot in the hospital, he wants to light the Chanukah for a second with a bracha, he has what to be semichan to kind of mitzvah in their Chanukah.
Did you have to wait till they come?
Tell you a chiddush gadol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have to wait till they come and tell
the story
out?
Huh?
If the nurse comes in,
don't start out with them. Don't call the Chil Hashem. You put it on, you blow it out, and that's it.
Is this only for the first half hour?
Without a broker.
Half hour is
not a design. No, it's only first half hour. It's for Messiah. Shul is a different halacha. Shul, first of all, Shul is not Mitam Chiev, it's a Tam Minig. It's only Mitam Minig. And Tam Minig is the four reasons we once mentioned this year. And one reason, and the Ikka reason, the Rivash reason, is because of Pasum and Nissa. So there's a sheet that holds that once the last person in Shul alone, he should blow out the candle, even though it's not a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim, because no Pasum and Nissa anymore. There's no one around. And you're afraid of a fire. So maybe it's certainly cool, but that's based on Knesset. We're talking about in the home, in your house, which is Mochama, a lot Mochama.
So if I'm running up to Chasna, is it better to light early and blow it out, or light later when I get home?
All right. Let's say this Shiloh comes up. Already, I got a few calls already this year already. Someone, he has a choice. He has to go to Achasna. Should he light before, he has to plug a mincha before he goes to Achasna? Or should he light when he comes home? Only afterwards, light when he comes home. What should he do first? So it's a machoik is in the Paiskim. There's a machoik in Paiskim. I tell everyone what Yashu says. It says, depends, where's Pasumanissa? If there's more Pasumanissa, it's before the chasana, then do it like then. If it's more pasumanis when you come home from the chasana, do it then. Depends where you live, depends on the circumstances. That's what he tells everybody. And that's what I tell everybody.
You do a chasana,
huh?
You do a chasana, you have to go out.
Go out, yeah, right, yeah. Yes, this is the shadows I get, chasana, okay? But it could be any time you have to go out.
What if you travel and you're not going to come home?
Huh?
What if you travel and you're not going to come home? Right where you, before?
If you're traveling, you stay in a hotel at nighttime? You're staying by family?
Yeah.
You're like there. Depends when you leave. You leave before, after the Zman?
No.
Before the Zman, then certainly light where you get. Okay.
Well,
yes?
It was half hour, I don't understand. If you lock off the Mincha, right?
Yeah.
You're going to wait half an hour till after Tzeis HaKachavim.
After burn till half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim.
And if you lock off the Tzeis?
Only has to burn, only has to burn for half hour.
So it's half an hour, whatever it is.
What?
Okay. So
that's you have to burn half Tzeis HaKachavim. If you start from Shkia time, you have to burn the whole Shkia plus a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. If you start after night time, you have to burn half hour. That's why I mentioned Shabbos and Shul, that these children that use these small wax candles, it doesn't burn more than a half hour less. So better light by Tzeis HaKachavim, by Tzeis, because you have light by Shkia time, by the time half hour Tzeis can burn out already.
Right.
So you should dafka, use the thin candles, dafka start lighting by Tzeis HaKachavim. After taste, yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You know you have to leave the house soon. Are you allowed to put in like water into the candle and go that earlier? Instead of blowing it out.
Yeah.
Put in like water and a little bit of oil.
But there has to be oil enough there to burn half hour after taste.
Half hour and then it'll go out by...
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. You can even start out. You don't need the water. Start out with a amount of oil to burn till half after taste. You don't need the water there.
The reason why you have to just... The
Ikkaz
Manat
Losha
is before
the
Tzeis, right?
Ikkaz Manat Losha Shkia. We hold the Shkia.
I'm saying, so it's Shkia.
Shkia, and some people hold 10 minutes. One second. Some people hold Shkia. Some people hold 10 minutes after Shkia. Some hold 25 minutes after Shkia. The different sheet
is. 3 minutes, whatever. But Lamaise is, according to those who light with the Gros Shita, right? By Shkia.
Right, yeah.
And they only have to let it light for a half an hour. It never really...
No, ask me half after Tzeis HaKachavim.
Now, what if Achet Tzekola Minashuki ends before that?
It has to be half hour.
We pass in Bismarck there, it's only for the very bias.
Right, yeah.
So the minute you light it, your yotze,
yeah.
Right, there is no bizeh and mitzvah anymore. There's nothing anymore. Anything that it's all hidden mitzvah after that.
No, according to some people, the mitzvah has to be lit till half hour after.
What?
Huh? That's a mitzvah. The halakha.
Huh?
Halakha, if you put it out, if it goes out. But if you, but the tchila should be enough oil. But if I can't, the price can speak out. Let's say if I put a halakha into mitzvah, I only put enough to burn for 3 minutes. You're not yoked to the mitzvah. There has to be enough oil in there to burn till half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. In fact, the biscuits hold that there's not enough oil there. If you hold the mitzvah shetichah like a mashuk, like in Eretz Yisrael, until the people stop following Eretz Yisrael, there has to be enough oil in there to burn like Machlof has. He has it, burns it, when I wake up in the morning and go to shul, it's still burning.
It's the whole night.
Yeah.
So this taste, so the taste is the 50 minutes?
Huh?
Taste is 50 minutes after shkia.
40 or 50 minutes after shkia.
40
or 50 minutes. Yeah, but it's drabonim. It's drabonim.
So we go with 40.
40 is enough.
And when I calculate, we plug them in from the Ragara. So when is the Lash HaShachar?
Huh?
When is the Lash HaShachar?
Lash HaShachar is 72 minutes before nets.
Not 16.1 degrees, it's 72 minutes.
72 minutes, yeah.
Always.
Usually.
Every place?
Usually.
Okay, when is
in Chicago, 72 minutes, okay?
All year round.
All year round, yeah.
Okay. What's 72 minutes?
Is Alois before nets.
72
minutes. Oh, 72 minutes. B'shas Atchak, some hold 90 minutes, some hold 60 minutes. We're talking about Mishnah Berurah holds 72 minutes across the board.
Doesn't change with the seasons. Like
doesn't change with the seasons. Chazanish holds it does. But Mishnah Berurah holds, it's 72 minutes, what's it called? Universal. Okay, always.
Okay, and saints we can hold 40. If you want to calculate the earliest plug, you could use 40
you
minutes.
If you want to use 40, yeah.
Okay.
With
a bracha.
With a bracha, yeah. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Yeah.
The candle's been burning, the yoitz is also half an hour, but you still leave them burning, and a few go out. Is there any need to put the rest out? Or
you've
got
eight plants. Yeah.
And then, like, the second one goes out, the
first
one goes out, so now it's like, you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Is there
any
need to put out the rest of
no,
it?
No, let them burn. Let them burn out. It's eighth night, and five of them went out, you still let everyone burn to the bottom. That doesn't mean.
Just switch the rest of them.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Are you used to what a battery operated menorah? Shabbos, you can make a bracha.
No, you can't. On Shabbos, it's machlokes. On Shabbos, let's say you're in a hospital, or let's say you're in a place that you can't light them, you can't light candles. On Shabbos, the din is you light with it's eish. However, if you use electric, is a machlokes apayskim. If Shlomo Zalman Ramosh hold, if you use electric menorah, the ones that plug in, you should not make a bracha because it's not peshuscha. You light without a bracha. Other paiskim do hold you light with a bracha. I tell them to light without a bracha. Unless, let me finish. Unless it's battery operated. If it's battery operated, its own battery, then it's like peshuscha. Then you can light for Shabbos, you can make a bracha. That's why they give out, you know, Chicago Mitzvah campaign from Rabbi Wolf. They give out these battery operated
candles
that were battery operated. So maybe you're allowed to make a bracha chatchil on that, because that's peshuscha. The only machlokes is, if something that's a plug-in, it's not peshuscha, do you make a bracha or not? We hold you don't make a bracha.
That's Shabbos.
Chanukah, we don't, you're not yotze im v'dyavad, according to command, every pasuk. There's a tshuva in Beis Yitzchak that says clearly that you're not yotze v'dyavad. Why? Because the nest was b'shemen with psilis. There's no Shem Ramsilas here. If Shem is Alman, in the Sefer Ma'ar, he says clearly over there, you're not Yotzim B'dyavad. He says a number of reasons. That's one reason. He brings out another reason, because the Nets was one because Nets was Shem. Another reason is, because of Chizzi, when you light with oil, the oil is there, by electricity, every second there's new electricity. It's not the same that was there beforehand. So Mela, you're not Yotzim B'dyavad. He gives four reasons why you're not Yotzim B'dyavad with electricity. Let me finish. So when Mike Saladina, the extensive, all, there's a tshuva and Hatzri, come on, all Achreinim, you say Yotzim. In the Sefer Halicha Shleima, brings down that the Shas of Chagodo of Shleima Zalman was Meiko with electricity, but there it was Meiko without a bracha. But in the Sefer, and all the Svarim that Shleima Zalman wrote, he says clearly that you're not Yotzim B'dyavad. I guess he held that the Zecha B'Alma you can put it on. But Maisel Adina we hold, you're not Yotze with a flashlight, you're not Yotze with the electric the plug or whatever, you're not Yotze in B'Dyavid.
So airplane
B'Chal, you're not Yotze because it's not the base car. It has to be, if you light on it, some people light the airport. It's a waste of money. A waste of time. You're not your sinner. If you make a bracha, it's bracha
latala. So you're sleeping on the airplane. You're sleeping.
Yeah. There is a tshuva masham, which no one agrees to. Masham is talking about a train. The tshuva masham, they had to talk about someone's traveling on a train. So there's different, because the train, each one had the sleepers. They had their own. He's talking about, you have like your own room. Yeah, it's a small room. I mean, a room is how big could it be? You did European trains. They have like sleepers. So you slept there. So then that's your room. So then you light the Emunah Bracha, Masham says. That's because you have your own room. In the airplane, you only have a seat. You have no room. We have a seat. You can't come in out of a seat. You're squashed into a seat. You know what I mean? So, what?
First class, you can have your own room. Some of the flights.
Well, first class, you don't get your own room.
Yeah. When they have these 12, 13 hour flights, they have some of them.
Oh, they have? Okay. Then it might be. They have today, these people, the fancy people, fly by, or they have their own airplane, or they have their compartments. Someone told me he flew to Israel, he had his own room and bed. He slept in a bed. I don't know how they do it. Without a seatbelt, I don't know how they do it, but. Kasha and Maitza. But the Maitza, he told, huh? I have to try once. Okay, when you pay me a ticket to go that way, I'll go.
It's your own room, and it even comes with a shower.
And it comes with showers. I said, there is such a thing like that.
And mirrors.
Huh? There are. Someone told me food to head so one. So what do you do with seats? They when they go to sleep, what do you do with seatbelts? They work it out, okay. In the shower also, the stuff you have is seatbelt, no?
They only give you a minute and a half of water.
That's it?
Minute and a half.
Is there an Indian of Pesume Nisa when you're like, you know?
Huh? It's, there's no Indian of Pesume Nisa. You're not Yotzim Bidiyavit. Okay.
We got it work.
Huh?
I don't leave work till long after.
There's no Pesume Nisa for Goyim. They sat with. There's no pesumim nisa b'goyim. We hope.
No reason why.
Even
though it's his man.
Doesn't make a difference. Right. No pesumim b'goyim. That's not where you live. That's not where you work there. It's not a mokum. Shina.
There's other Jews there.
Doesn't make a difference. Okay. No whatsoever. All right. We have a few more minutes. So I'll mention a few cases that come up lamaisa that people ask. A bach in yeshiva that learns and sleeps in yeshiva. He sleeps in a dormitory. According to most Paiskim, he likes the Mokum Shina. He shall like Mokum Shina. And that's how Moshe writes in several tshuvas. However, the high yeshivas, they're afraid of fire, so they require the Bachram to light Mokum Achila. And Mokum Achila where they eat, in the lunchroom. That's where they, the dining room, that's where they light candles. So it's a from Hagram. But Mika Din should be Mokum Shina. If it's safe enough to be Mokum Shina, it should be Mokum Shina. A Bach Yeshiva that learns in Yeshiva and he eats in Yeshiva, eats all his meals in Yeshiva, but he goes home every night. Then the halach is he has to light when he gets home. Why? Because we look at the Yeshiva, the meals is like a restaurant, the serving meals. And he should light dafka in the house of his parents. When should he go? Since it's the Gev, he's learning Yeshiva, it's in the Gev Bittul Torah, he can wait until 10, 11 o'clock at night when he gets home. And lights done. And he lights done even with a bracha. A bracha who learns in yeshiva, eats and sleeps in yeshiva, but he goes to his parents for Shabbos Chanukah. He goes Shabbos Chanukah, he goes home. Thursday, Friday, he goes, and he stays there till Motzei Shabbos. So of course, when he lights Friday afternoon, he lights in his parents' house. That's why he's there for Shabbos. The question, Motzei Shabbos, what do you do? Motzei Shabbos, he comes back to yeshiva for Seder, and he's sleeping in the dormitory. So Erev Shabbos, Pashi lights the house of his parents. And on Matzah Shabbos, when Moshe held, you light your parents' house. Even though you're going to be sleeping later in the dormitory, going back to Yeshiva for Seder, and for Malmalka, and you're going, and you're sleeping in the dormitory Matzah Shabbos, still, the Shas Chiva Dvoke is in the house of his parents, that's his real home. He knows in dormitory 90% of the year, 95% of the year, but still that's his home. So in Merida, he makes the bracha on Matzah Shabbos right away. That's someone who's single. Let me finish. Let's say a person is married. A chavakailo, or a younger man. He comes to his parents or his in-laws for Shabbos Chanukah. So let's say first, before he goes to Shabbos Chanukah, let's say he goes to eat supper. He goes one of the nights. Tonight is the first night of Chanukah. He goes and eats supper. He eats supper at his parents' house. But he can go back home afterwards. He doesn't like where he's eating the supper. He likes where he sleeps, where his apartment is. If he's married and he goes to his parents' house for Shabbos Chanukah, and he comes back and Matzah Shabbos leaves his parents' house, let's say in the same city, Matzah Shabbos comes home with the family and so on. So there's a Machlekes, Reb Shlomo Zalman, and Reb Moshe. What do you do? In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, and also in Vakshi Torah, quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman, that you light in the house of the parents, because Zman Chiyuv comes right by Tzitzit Chavim. Reb Moshe agrees, you only light when you get home. La'ni is that it's not a Machlekes between Reb Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Ikka Pesuma Nisa, is for the Chutz, for outside. So to you like this man, say Sekachovim. But in Chutzlah, it's Ikas B'nei Beisai. So therefore, B'nei Beisai, when he gets home, that's his house. So according to us, says, Elnir Zaitis Nara Machlaikis. Someone who's married, Moshe Chava Kailo, if he eats the house of his parents and he sleeps there, even though he's sleeping there for one night, even though he lives in the same city, still, if he's sleeping in his parents' house that night, he lights it above. Even though the rest of the nights, he's going to light when he's home. But still then, he still has a chiyuv to light in the house of his parents. Because that night, the night where he's sleeping, that's the night where you light the Chanukah licht. Someone who goes out of town, he's going to his parents, in-laws, or family, says they're going to Lakewood, or going to Muncie, traveling from Chicago, and he's going there, he's going to be there for Shabbos Chanukah. He's going to his parents' house, but the number of families come, he's not enough room. So he's sleeping by a neighbor. But he's eating by his parents. Where you light Chanukah lich? It's a machlokes, Mashal and Taz. Mashal says, you light in a mokum shina. The Taz says, and the Taz argues, the Taz says, you light the mokum achila. And Mishbur seems to pass like the Taz, you light mokum achila. So let's say someone's Shabbos Chanukah, he's sleeping in one place, eating in another place, so he lights where he's going to eat his Friday night meal. He lights there, and he lights them with a bracha, a mokum achila. Same thing also, and I've done this a number of times. Let's say you're going to Lakewood for a chasana. You're going out of town for a chasana. So you're staying in a hotel, and you're eating at the hall, the chasana hall, you're eating your meal. Where you light Chanukah licht? In the hotel, or the place you're staying by, or we're eating? I've a number of times already lit Chanukah licht in the chasana hall. We had once a table there, 20 Chanukah licht were there. Guests from out of town. They all lit in the place where in the chasna hall. That's what the mishmar holds. You light the mokum achila. Yes.
In the case, it's a buffer that sleeps in the dorm, but he comes home during the week for a supper, just one night.
He's coming home for supper to eat, just to eat.
To sleep in the dorm.
The ikka is the mokum shina.
He shouldn't light at home with his family.
He's not eating there. He's not sleeping. He's just eating a meal. It's like going to a restaurant. He lights at home. He's mokum shina. He should be yaitzi with the yeshiva.
So you once asked this question about Chanukah.
The what?
About the bach and yeshiva to go home light at home. He said since you leave your stuff that you don't need during the winter, you leave some stuff with the some stuff in the winter. Yeah. You could light at home.
Even though what you sleep in.
Even though you're not eating, you're not sleeping, you're not doing anything. You're just going home. Light and collect coming back.
So you should light at home, you mean?
He said you can. You can.
This is what your Moshe has. Okay. Yes.
On Shabbos Chanukah, if he's coming, a single bacher.
Yeah.
And he's leaving, let's say, New York, but he leaves late Thursday night.
She lights when he gets here.
So no matter what time he leaves Thursday night.
She lights when he gets here. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So let's say you leave
and going to write with the leads when the bacher goes in
Lakewood.
Yeah.
When you come to Chicago.
So it's a Shiloh Paiskim. I tell him to light when they get here, and that's it. That's where it's the mark machine. Right. Yeah. Don't have to wake anybody up, right?
Yeah.
Ik is a mokum shina. We hold ik is a mokum shina. That's why I say it's a shulchan aruch. Ik is mokum shina. Yes. Because that you're not home. You're by somewhere else. You're in a motel or you're someone else. It's only if you're in your own house. Then you light it at home. But if you're somewhere else, then it's a machlokes mashal and taz. No. All right, next week, there won't be a shiur. I'll be out of town. Next Sunday, no shiur. Huh? I'm eating and sleeping in the same place. I have no problem.
Thank you.
Everyone, Hanukkah.